News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Teenagers are now budgeting for cocaine for their debs, just as they would for a suit or a dress. That's according to Michael Guerin, senior addiction therapist at the charity organisation Cuan Mhuire. He says the drugs have now become a regular part of the debs ritual for children across the country. Michael Guerin joins us now. Michael, is this actually the case?
Good morning, Shane. The comment that you read out or quoted from there from me arose from us being contacted over a period of time by a number of parents who were very concerned about this development within their own families. And they were basically inquiring off us as to the safety of this. And of course, it isn't safe at all. And that's where we got the information. But we had enough of inquiries, I suppose, because people contact organisations like our own with queries like this all the time to lead us to believe that this is something that is happening.
I think people listening this morning will undoubtedly be shocked by this. Maybe we shouldn't be too surprised, though, because we know there is a cocaine epidemic in this country at the moment, and it has spread to every parish in the country.
You're absolutely right. It has spread to every parish in the country, and we are now in a situation where I believe there is one person per week dying as a direct result from cocaine in Ireland, which is extremely sad when you consider that almost all of those deaths are preventable. And to quote from a client that we had here recently, who was from a very rural part of Ireland with a cocaine dependence, he said that he could get cocaine within a kilometre of his home. Now, that will give you an indication of how widespread it is. And again, the demographics of the clients who are seeking help from us for cocaine dependence would indicate that it's absolutely everywhere. So in that sense, epidemic isn't too strong a word. When you also consider that a lot of clients coming into us now are reporting first use of cocaine at 14 and 15 years old. Now, obviously, they are in adulthood when they arrive to seek our help.
They start that young.
That young. And it's not a once-off. It's not that we met somebody once who told us he used cocaine at 14. We are getting 22, 23 and 24-year-old young gentlemen and ladies in some cases, but in particular gentlemen, who will tell us that they use cocaine at the age of 15 or under.
That is absolutely shocking and indeed surprising. The other issue about this, obviously this is the health issue, but then you have to imagine there are also kids who are part of the supply chain and they are then getting sucked into this world.
Yeah, and you see, here is where the problem arises, Shane, in that these young people of whom I am talking that end up with fully blown substance dependent issues in early adulthood started out taking cannabis in their early adolescent years. A lot of them will report to us that the people who supplied them with the cannabis introduced them to the cocaine. And when they started taking the cocaine, they obviously couldn't afford to pay for it. So by way of paying for the cocaine that they were getting, they were then recruited as a distributor. So because these young people are being drawn into this and they can't pay it, they then become distributors to fund their own habit. And there is an extremely complex, elaborate system within that cocaine supply chain in Ireland. And I suppose I worry that the prosecutions and the arrests that are being made all the time by the Gardaí are too low down in the hierarchy to be making any effect in the greater sense, if you understand what I mean.
I know. Just before we go, lots of parents will be listening to this who'll be deeply worried by what you're saying. What's the advice to them? Is it about talking to your kids? What should they do?
It's about talking to your kids, and it's about trying to create that open, safe culture within the home where your children feel comfortable to talk about any issues they have or any approaches that may have been made to them. In the grander scheme of things, it's about us developing a very robust education and prevention system that will probably need to be introduced in junior cycle and secondary school.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thanks for taking our call, Michael Guerin, a senior addiction therapist at Coonwira there.